Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I caught you unaware when I was starting. I love the last stanza of the song because at 3 a.m. I was up and had a sharp headache. And I began to conversate within myself. Then I began to pray later. I said, God, this headache has to go because I have to sleep. Because I went to bed at midnight. So that was 3 a.m. I said, I have to sleep so that I can be fresh for tomorrow. And I was up about 15 minutes, you know, and the headache, I could just feel it here. And I said, the scripture says that if we believe and say to this mountain that move and we do not doubt, it will move. So I'm declaring to this headache that it is stopping and I'm going to sleep. The next thing I realized is that I was waking up around 6. So the last stanza was just speaking to that situation that I had the dawn of this day. Oh, we are back to what we are going to do. Yeah. One thing that I should mention, sometimes I get a lot of words. And that's my, it lands me into problems sometimes. One thing I love about Dandi Law Parish is that we are blessed. Blessed with you and how you are ready to receive what God is doing amongst us. But also the blessing of two different ministers. That means you have two different styles. Every time, on everything. And you should just embrace that as a blessing. Because others have got only one style. But you have to change. You have this, you have this. You know? Yeah, I thought I should mention that. So today is our last day for this kind of arrangement. And our final session is about responding. We've been talking about sharing our faith. And this week is basically knowing about the gospel story, knowing your own story, basically, and knowing faith stories about others. You know, we are not just us alone. God is not dealing with us only. God is working through other people and other communities also. So, we are going to do a meditation, and I'm going to guide us into that meditation. So the way it's going to be is I don't know why I accepted that there is no text for today. I don't know why. I don't know why I accepted that there's no text, because I want us to read this text. And the one who was supposed to read for us today was... Then you can be upstanding, Mark, and read for us, because this is where we are starting from. I was working on two orders of services, so I remember telling that for Alison, there's no reading, so then, yeah.
You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
We are the light of the world. As we have just look at the words and how instructive it is. You don't have to figure out how to be the light, because you are the light of the world. Don't figure out how you have to be or how you have to light, but you are the light of the world. The next thing, as we become Christians and enter into God's family, we are then invited to continue God's work here on earth. God made us to be a light to the world. God asked us to let our light shine, not to hide our faith away from others. A city on a hill can be seen for miles around, and so can our faith by both our words and our actions. As we meditate, let us look at this prayer. I'll ask us that we may read together. This prayer is from St. Francis. Then we'll meditate on it. Since you are used to how I start, 1, 2, 3, go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offense, let me bring pardon. Where there is discord, let me bring union. Where there is error, let me bring truth. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Master, let me not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that one receives. It is in self-forgetting that one finds. It is in pardoning that one is pardoned. It is in dying that one is raised to eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Prayerfully consider which lines resonate with you from the prayer we've just done. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight certain words or phrases. Reflect on why these words or phrases are gaining your attention. Recollect times God has used you in this way and give thanks, or allow the Spirit to graciously convict you of times you did not reflect the attributes described in this prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you afresh this day. You know, very occasionally, Someone who is genuinely interested may ask you a straightforward question. What's it all about then? Or just say, what's this issue, the church stuff, you know, the issue about Christianity, what is it all about? If someone asks you that, do you think you are able to give them an answer in a flash of what this Christianity thing is all about? Minus talking about, oh, I go to the Church of Scotland, I go to the steeple, oh, we have the cafe after the church, you know, we are going to... Are you able to tell them what Christianity is all about in few minutes? Minus talking about the church jargons. Minus bringing in John Knox. Minus bringing in, we have a new minister at our church. Are you able? So that they can easily understand what Christianity is all about. Could you tell it in a way that connected with the unique individual who was asking? The gospel, Christianity, it's all about these four things, and every other thing stems from them. Number one, I remember one time when we went at a youth conference. Actually, that's where I met Tala's mom, because she was coming from another congregation, I was coming from another. We were going to learn about how to share the word of God. And at that gathering, we were there for a week. We were taught the four-finger gospel. And it was interesting when I was starting to use this resource for the Church of Scotland, and I found this summary, you know, and Christianity, the word of the gospel, number one, is that God loves us. In whatever you say, don't forget, God loves us. He loves every one of us, you, me, and whoever you meet, whoever asks you, God loves us. But the second thing is that all of us, Romans 3 verse 23, we have fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6 verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. So we have sinned, all of us, including myself, sharing that story. But the good news is that God did not leave us to die. He sent his only begotten son. Romans 5 verse 8, the Bible says, God demonstrated his love in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, all of us. So Christ died for us, and we need to accept. Salvation is there already for us. So this is a summary of the gospel of God. God is love. He loves everyone. It doesn't matter how you look, where you come from, what you have. God loves us, all of us. But the catchy one is that we have fallen short. And we need salvation. And that salvation is provided already in Jesus. God provided it already. We have to receive. Those who received him, he gave them the power to be called children of God. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. We're going to have a short conversation in our groups. Thinking of some of your acquaintances, what questions could you ask to move a conversation in a spiritual direction? Which of the 4 points do you find easy to talk about with people? Where do you find conversation about faith more difficult? Thank you. I would love to just come at each and every table and listen to the stories that you have, but it's not possible for me to come at each and every table. Do you have a story? One of the most effective way of telling the gospel is just through your story. You are the story. God has done wonders through you, in you, for you, and sometimes not for you, because you might be struggling with certain things, but you have seen something. Do you have a story? There's a story of a Christian. Is there anyone who enjoys reading that I can volunteer to give you to read this story? I know some of us wants to prepare first, but if there is one who would love to. So please, you can come. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay, so this is the story from Robbie Morrison. I spent 6 years living and working in America, the first two of which I lived in a small town in Colorado Rocky Mountains, where I was a youth pastor in a church there. The first summer I was there, we took a group down to Mexico on a mission trip. In preparation for the trip, we encouraged everyone in the group to write out their testimony, what their life was like before coming to faith, how they came to know and follow Jesus, and how their life had been impacted since becoming a Christian. While we were there, the organization we had partnered with had set up 2 nights of ministry, inviting locals from the area to attend. They then invited several of our group to stand up and share their testimonies. Since they had prepared for this scenario, they were ready and able to articulate their faith in a way that was clear for people to understand. Having a short 2 to 3 minute version of our faith story ready to share when someone asks us is a very powerful and personal way of showing people the impact God has in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bear with me. Sometimes I was confused in our youth groups that you have to be prepared in season and out of season. No. Oh yeah. A story. Good to. I always enjoy feeling the stories. We've had a lot of chats. We've shared a lot of stories. Yeah. So, basically, one of the ways is just your story. Because someone is dealing with what they can see. You'll not be telling them about the prophet Jeremiah, whom they haven't met and you have not met also. But the power of God in you is what they can see. I tell you, it's a powerful way to share a story. Even with loved ones, They are the ones we find it difficult to share the gospel with them, because they know us. They know our mischief. Especially for me, like two people, difficult for me to share these issues of faith with is my wife and my mother. Because my mother knows me from when I was a wee baby, and she knows how naughty I was. And my wife knows my mischief. When you look at this minister, my wife looks at, oh, in church I tell you that God spoke to me. Then she said, oh, but he was snoring, because God speaking. You know, so, but it's your story. They are able to tell that, okay, Peter was at this point A, but this B looks different. It doesn't look like an A that Peter was at. Something must have happened. Even friends, they are able to say, oh, this summer, something happened while you're on a summer break. What has happened? And you just begin to tell them the wonders of the Lord in your life, or what you witness, the power of the story. What we are talking about before singing was about knowing or knowing our story. You know, we have to be sure of our faith story. That's what we read through our sister to the gentleman who gave us, whose testimony we read. And this is how you are able to do that. What was your life before coming to faith? Of course, this is a difficult question for some of us, because we've grown up in a Christian home and we cannot tell when we are not even Christian. But for some, it's easier. You are able to tell, this is when I gave my life to Christ. But others, it's difficult. But even in that, there is always a time when, even if you grew up in Sunday school, your parents brought you up in church, there was just a time when you just asked yourself serious questions about faith. You know? So such questions like, how did you come to know and follow Jesus? How has your life changed since becoming a Christian? Or since you started thinking about Christ in a serious way? Sometimes it's during, you know, a tragedy in our lives, the bumps that we go through, you know, those are the times we begin to ask ourselves questions. But like I said at the beginning, we should be reading stories about other people, because God, in as much as he's at work in us, he's also at work in others. So there are different stories. Like, cross the line, Christian footballers talk about God, about faith, and the beautiful game. You can listen to such stories. Or, I dared to call him father. The miraculous story of a Muslim woman's divine encounter. It's another story about how others have had an encounter with Christ. Or, Eric, something greater than God, an Olympic hero and missionary to China. Or, kisses from Katie. Is it Katie or Katie? Whichever you like. Should I tell you my secret? Sometimes I don't pronounce words in this country. Oh, names in this country. Because sometimes I mispronounce them. So sometimes I just skip them. Yeah. This young woman adopted 13 children in Uganda and has established a ministry, Amazima, that feeds and sends hundreds more to school. God Smuggler, a young man, risked his life to smuggle Bibles through borders of closed nations. Or the vicar of Baghdad, fighting for peace in the Middle East. There are many other stories, testimonies of how people had an encounter with Christ, or how their lives changed, and they impacted their generation. Inasmuch as we talk about our experiences, let's learn to check out other experiences. People, God is still working in others as he works in us.